Part 4, Big John. Big John sat alone on the dark porch, still haunted by the sounds of joy and celebration from the women he loved. The father felt no joy, only sadness and shame, for he'd acted like a stubborn and foolish child while treating his daughter as one. For months, no years. He deserved Pearl's anger, her words as well. "I'm marrying Miles because he's nothing like you." Big John walked to the edge of the porch, staring but not seeing. He pressed his forehead against the screen. Miles. Why didn't he ask Big John for his daughter's hand? It was certainly the custom in their parts, especially with men like Miles. Had Pearl kept him away? Cookie's words came to mind. "All good except two things. I see the first, but not the second." They discussed the second, Miles' family. Big John forgot to ask about the first. What had Cookie seen in Miles? Big John turned for the house but found himself straining for his rocker. He sat, trying to slow the shallow breaths that delivered no air. He felt a chill that brought sweat, and he didn't know why.